The Hard Shoulder.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometer range. Recharge your soul.
Now, a man has appeared before court charged with the alleged sexual assault of a young girl in Sagar, Dublin, in the early hours of Monday. Conor Lally, crime and security editor with the Irish Times, joins me now. So a man did appear in court earlier today. What did we hear, Conor, about the arrest and the caution of that individual?
Yeah, this man charged with sexually assaulting the young girl. He's a 26-year-old. Sergeant Sinead Connolly told Blanchardstown District Court that she arrested the man for the purposes of charging just before 4 a.m. Today at Clondalkin Garda Station. And when he was cautioned and the charge was put to him, he didn't have anything to say. Now, the court was also told through his legal representative that there was no application for bail. However, he is due to appear before Clover Hill District Court tomorrow morning again, and an application will be made for bail at that point. So he will put his case forward for bail at that stage. The court was also told that he wasn't working, so free legal aid was granted to him. He was also granted an Arabic interpreter for the purposes of the court proceedings. So he is being held in custody now with no bail pending that court appearance tomorrow morning in Clover Hill.
And the individual, of course, couldn't be identified, Conor, because of the nature of the charge put against him.
Absolutely. In all cases of sexual assault charges, neither the accused nor the victim is identified, certainly at the start of the proceedings. And then the accused, if they were convicted of the crime after the case, goes to court properly, the victim can then waive their anonymity. And the perpetrator could be named at that stage. But obviously we're a long way off any of that happening in this particular case. This man was arrested yesterday. The offence is alleged to have occurred at Garter Lane in Saggart in the early hours of yesterday morning. And he was held for questioning throughout yesterday. And he was charged, as I say, in the very early hours of this morning. And we got word very early on today that he would be appearing before Blanchardstown Courthouse. He was there. He was dealt with by Judge John Brennan within about 2 minutes. It was a very, very brief hearing just after the court opened at 10:30. So it was all over very, very quickly. And we probably expect the same thing to happen tomorrow when he appears before Clover Hill Court again.
OK, and there was, of course, Garda activity at the scene of that alleged crime, and they are, of course, appealing for information or any witnesses to come forward. Is that all continuing?
That is all continuing. There were two areas sealed off as crime scenes in the area that the alleged crime is said to have taken place. These were examined by the Garda Technical Bureau. So that is usual in these types of inquiries. And that will obviously feed into the overall investigation that the Garda are carrying out. But they have asked anybody who was in that area late on Sunday night into the early hours, into about 1:30 yesterday morning, if they were in the area and they saw anything in there, or if they were recording via their dash cam in their cars, to come forward to Gardaí and to present any evidence that they have. Just urging people, though, even though a person has been charged here, obviously the Garda inquiry into this alleged crime is still going on, and they are urgently appealing for witnesses to come forward.
Now, as you say, there is, of course, an ongoing Garda investigation here, and an individual has been charged. So you are, of course, limited in what you can say. But the Minister, Norma Foley, was speaking to the media today, and she was asked about this alleged incident and the person at the centre of it. What did she have to say?
Well, essentially, the young girl was in the care of TUSLA, which is obviously the Child and Family Agency, and a special review now is going to be taking place into the care of this girl, how she ended up on her own on, you know, Sunday evening and then through to the early hours of the morning. So that review is underway. That will probably take some time, and we have seen these reviews being carried out in other cases where children who either aren't TUSLA care or have been TUSLA clients in the past, they've obviously come to harm, you know, things have happened to them, they found themselves wrapped up at the centre of Garda inquiries, obviously as the victim, as the injured party. And these reviews are carried out in these cases to try and determine, you know, what went wrong and to effectively audit TUSLA's care of these children. So one of those reviews is taking place now.
OK, Conor Lally, Crime and Security Editor with the Irish Times. Thank you for that update.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.